Probably sometime around 1977, I was in a record store in downtown St. Paul, and on a rack I saw the album Dies by Jan Garbarek. And like you do browsing in a record store, I picked it up and turned it around, and it said Windharp. That was interesting enough, but what really sold me on the record was the unrelenting grimness of the cover, the titles, all of it, the presentation. The cover could be, of course, a seascape, but it could have also been spilled coffee or moldy wallpaper. It seemed like there was a concerted effort not to market this thing. And I was thinking about this because I had just released my first record. I was thinking about design, how to get things out there, how to make them present in a record store. And my design studio was the kitchen table in our apartment, a three-legged kitchen table shared by my girlfriend and myself. And I thought about these people. Who were these people? Who is this company, ECM, where the logo, ECM, is bigger than the name of the artist? I thought about their meeting, their layout meeting, where somebody said, can we make it duller? Can we make it more beige? Can we make it more distant, smaller, weirder? And then the titles. I know I'm pronouncing these wrong, but here we go. Van Dreer, Kruzning, Vigilen, Skediger, Yer, Dies. And then the notion of putting the longest cut first. It all conspired to make me think, I gotta buy this, and I gotta listen to it. And of course, I listened to it again and again. In those days, when you bought a record, it was something of a commitment. You had to listen to it. You had just spent 8 hard-earned dollars, so it was gonna stay on the turntable. And it did stay on the turntable. Oh, I like the record, but I love the idea of the record, the aesthetic, the recording, the layout, almost more than the music. And in years to come, I saw the aesthetic spread. I became a big fan of the factory label run by Martin Hannett. He was the engineer, I think. Peter Saville, if I recall correctly, designed some of the Joy Division covers. You would see imitations of ECM's aesthetic and recording and layout, but it always worked better when there was inspiration rather than sort of blatant copying. So this aesthetic became important to me, and years later I was able to visit the place where this aesthetic was birthed, so to speak. In fact, one night, very late, leaving the ECM offices, I was leaving with Harry Lochner. We were the last two there. And I had left a bag of clothes there for some reason, a red shirt, a yellow shirt, and something blue. And Harry said, don't forget your clothes. I said, oh, thanks. And he said, you leave brightly colored clothes here in the ECM office, and you come back in the morning, and they will be dark blue or black.